Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good time. Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Anytime you need a time you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head up.
Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times,
yeah, yeah,
good
yeah.
Times, keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times,
easy credit to rip off.
Good times,
scratching and surviving.
Good times.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com mortgage show. A bright sunshiny day here in the DFW. And we are here to talk about saving you money. We are TexasLending.com. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Hello.
We got to give Inappropriate Uncle Bubba the props. He's been
propping it.
Coming up here to the show for over 10 years. You've probably done about 15 years. We've been on the radio. We've been
long
on the radio
time.
About 24 years doing radio shows since 2001.
I remember
you. And we've been on here on the fan for since 2011, 14 of those years. And you've been on about 10 of those years.
Yeah. And when we were on Cliff, I used to answer the phones. And
man,
you had to go down there, and they had the car show before us. So I can't remember that cat's name.
In the beginning, it was just me.
It was a good show, too.
It was just me and my cousin.
And he was writing down.
And my cousin had to take my cell, the phone that number we had for our company was my cell phone. Because when I started TexasLending.com, our phone system didn't have an answering machine. And so we could call people out of it, but you couldn't leave a message. So whenever I did the radio show, whenever I did commercials, I gave out my cell phone number. And during the radio show, people would have to call my cell phone number. But, you know, back then, if you don't remember, Bubba, back then you couldn't put it on silent.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a cell phone, you had to turn it off.
Yeah.
If you went to a golfing tournament, you had to turn it off because there was no silent. So during the
or
radio
vibrate.
Show, we didn't want to hear the ring. So my cousin would sit out in the hallway. He would get a phone call. He would write down the information. Then he would come in and give it to me. And then he'd go back out in the hallway and take more phone calls. That's the way this stuff all started back then. And here's the other thing. We were a dot-com company. This is right when dot-com went bust. The dot-com bubble. It exploded. It went down. It got killed. The stock market went down.
Mm.
And so because we are a dot-com, and the radio stations didn't even know what dot-com was yet. I mean, and they just knew there was a dot-com bubble. And so our name was TexasLending.com. And so we were brand new. And so they made me pay cash for the radio shows. I'd walk up to the radio show with a check, hand the check over to KLIF, and they'd let me get on the air because I didn't have any credit. We didn't have a credit line because we were just starting, and we were a .com, which is a bad word when it all collapsed. So
bad word, bad word.
That's the way it all started. That was 24 years ago on the radio, and here we are, and pretty soon we'll be in our 25th year. We'll have to have a little celebration next year. But you know what? We're here talking about your home loans. If you want to buy, refi, or get a home equity loan, make sure you get in touch with us. Mortgage rates are down, not as much as they were 2 weeks ago. You know, the Federal Reserve dropped rates a week and a half ago, 0.25%. And mortgage rates are up 0.25% since then. And so you're saying, Seth, why did that happen? And we unfortunately, we don't have a blowhorn that can let everyone know this information. Unfortunately, we as a society don't understand as a society. There's obviously specialists and financial people who are, even financial planners don't really understand sometimes. Well, hey, I heard mortgage, you know, financial planners like, hey, your rates should be better. You're like, no, the long-term rates went up. Some of them understand it, but not a lot of them spend a lot more time in stocks and bond funds rather than a 30-year mortgage. And so these mortgage rates, again, a year ago, right before the election, it was this time of year, it was September, and the Federal Reserve, the mortgage rates were down. They were actually lower than they are right now. And the rates were down, and then the Federal Reserve went and lowered the overnight rates, and mortgage rates went up 1%. And they stayed there nearly the entire time until these recent weeks. Now, mortgage rates are down, and they're the best. They're about as good as they were last September before the Federal Reserve started lowering the rates. And so now we are lowering the rates again, and they kind of got to get these rates down. Our federal government has to refinance nearly $10 trillion of debt this year.
Ooh.
They have to refinance $10 trillion, and they don't want to do it at 4.5%. They don't want to do it at 5%. They want to refinance this stuff at lower rates. And by gosh, they will find a way to get these rates down so they can refinance these rates at lower, this debt at lower rates. They can save them $100 billion, $150 billion, couple hundred billion dollars a year in interest payments on this $35 trillion of debt. If they can refinance this at just 1% lower rate.
Right.
You know, you can get $35 trillion and $350 billion is 1% of that, right? So if you can get rates down lowered by 1%, now they're not going to refinance all of that at one time, but just it's worth a couple hundred billion dollars that the federal government doesn't have to pay in interest. Interesting things. But you know what? For you at home, mortgage rates are, you know, you're finding a lot of rates around 6% right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, for the best situation, your $400,000 loan, you know, your 20, 30% equity, your cash out, you know, is a little bit higher than that. But for your home purchase, if it's an FHA, your best scenarios, you can find them down around 6%. Your worst case scenarios, a lot of, when I say worst case, a lot of people, you know, getting rates in the mid, upper sixes, 7%. Cash out, you're probably going to find it around 7 or, you know, around there. This is the ranges. This is the idea.
The range of rates.
This is where they are, just, you know, in a range.
Also, though, some of those rates are paid with points. By the way,
yeah. So all of you are going to think of yourself at home. Think of yourself at home like this. I'm going to if I want to get a conventional loan with my current stuff, all the stuff I'm holding on to, you're going to qualify for a range probably between 6 and 7%. Now, if you're going to get a cash out, you're probably going to be somewhere between 6.5% and 7.5%. If you're getting an investment property, somewhere between 7.5% and 8.5%. So you're going to qualify in that kind of range. You're all going to have a different APR. You're all going to have different closing costs because you all have different stuff. And you know what? That's why we're here. So text us. You're particular.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing, Kevin, is I actually had a call this week from a lady that had bought a house in 2024 at 7.5%. And she told me exactly what you just said. She said, I missed it last year. You know, I bought it in January of 2024, and then the rates went down, and I missed it because they went down for a little while, and then they went back up.
Yeah, the Fed was going to lower
she
rates.
She told me the whole story.
She basically talks about what we talk about in the show. The text line is 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Text us if you're trying to buy that house right now. Great time. I had this discussion. I've been having a lot of discussions with a lot of people. Everyone I run into wants to talk about, which is what we do, because we're kind of boring people. We talk about math. And so, which is good because I like math. But anyway, if you are trying to get that home purchase done, now's the time to get it done. And send us your current income, your current credit score, your expected down payment. We'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to qualify for, what kind of rates, ranges you're looking at, what kind of payments you're going to probably qualify for. And so this isn't about show. This is not a quote show. It's an about. We're going to give you some about ideas. You're going to be about right here. You're going to need about this. And then that way you don't have to have any hard numbers that are going to hurt your head. This is no blunt objects no blunt in force. What is it? What blunt force?
Trauma.
Injuries here in the show. So it's all round numbers, head math.
We have an upper injury.
Make sure you get in touch with us. That information, your credit score, your expected down payment, and your current income, 214-354-5989. Next, if you want to get cash out of your home, so many of you need it, and send us your current value of your home and your current balance in your mortgage. We also want your current interest rate you're paying and your current credit score. Mm-hmm. If you can text us that information, we can get you an idea about how much home you can get out of your house.
And our second liens.
How much cash you can get out of your house.
Yeah, we do a lot of second lien cash outs, Kevin, and we just got a memo this week that we do them now down to 620. We were doing them to 640, but now.
Second lien cash outs, second lien home equity loans.
Mm-hmm.
For all of you, these are big words. You know what are big words for people who don't know finance? Well, let's say you're young, and we're all young at heart. But if you are young and you never heard of the word a lien before, what is a lien? It's just a loan on your house. So if there's four loans in your house, they all have a different position. There's a first lien, which is the one that will get paid if there's a foreclosure. The first lien gets paid first, then the second lien.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's enough equity, they'll pay off the third lien. You want to be in first lien position. So when we talk about getting a second lien, we're talking about getting a second loan on your house, leaving your first loan by itself. So you have a house there. You can get a loan against your house when you buy it. And then later on, if you want to get a home equity loan, you can get a second loan on your house. So you have the first loan, it's sitting at 3%. And now I want to get a second loan. I have a lot of equity here. I got $300,000 in equity. I want to get a couple $100,000 out. And so we get you a couple $100,000, but we do it on a second lien. And you said down to 620.
Mm-hmm. Down to 620. It was 640. So
now you probably can't get that 620 though on a second home though, right?
It says 620 for any either.
And how about the investment properties?
It has a lot to do with the loan to value too.
Yeah. So if you're trying to get 60% of your home value or 80% of your home value,
right?
These
you're,
are two
at 80%. You're not at 620. You're not going to get that much.
Yeah. So the lower your credit score, the less you can borrow against your home. Why? Because there's less risk if you leave more equity in your home. There's less risk for you too, because if something goes bad and home values drop, you can still sell your house, pay off the realtor. You can still, if the home value, let's say your home's worth 400 now, but something happens to the market, now you got to sell it at 380 or 350, or you need to do a fire sale because you just got to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You still have equity in your home. That's why we leave equity in there. Texas has been doing it since 1998. Other states didn't get that message until after 2008. Mm-hmm. And that's why they got wiped out more than Texas ever did. So right. We have a lot of good home value here. We have neighborhoods that are solid. They're going up in value, and they're maintaining their value, and people are moving here. So by gosh, feel good about yourself.
By gosh.
And so make sure you get in touch with us up here, 214-354-5989. I haven't said by gosh. Make sure you get in touch with us, 214-354-5989. Get your questions in early and often. So mortgage rates are down. They're maybe 0.2% higher than they were a couple weeks ago. But you know what? Here's the conversation I've been having, Bubba, with the people that want to buy a home. I said, listen, I think mortgage rates will be down another 0.5% by next February.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because the Federal Reserve is necessarily lowering rates. It's because there's going to be other news that's coming out that's going to make people flee into bonds. And a 4% return on their money is going to be worth better than their stocks going down.
Mm-hmm.
And so large institutions will move some money into bonds. And so the Treasury might move some money into long-term bonds. If you hadn't heard, Scott Bessent, he's the head of the Treasury for the United States, he said recently that they might need to declare a housing emergency in the United States by October. He said this about a month ago. They might need to declare a housing emergency. What would that entail? What would that mean? A housing emergency means there's no one buying homes around the country. It's slowing down home builders selling homes. It's slowing down the sale of homes. It's slowing down first-time home buyers from getting into homes. And so what would they do under that situation? Maybe the Treasury says, we're going to start buying the mortgage bonds down. We've decided we're going to spend $100 billion, $50 billion, $100 billion, and start buying mortgage bonds. If they did such a thing, you could see mortgage rates come down 0.5%, 0.75%, maybe 1%. And if by doing that, homes will start moving, all of a sudden you start quoting rates at 4.875. You start quoting rates at 5 and 1/8. You start moving homes. People start, now I can tell you, when that starts happening, all of you buying a home right now, all of you buying a home right now where you're getting the seller covering $10,000 of closing cost, that goes away. And then we start getting multiple offers on the house and you're going to pay maximum dollar. Yeah. You might sell high, you know, pay an extra $10,000 or $20,000. You're not going to see home values, bids going down. So right now you can get in and then maybe refi later, like your friend, she didn't refinance. Now she could probably refinance that one lady you were talking about.
Yes.
Text us right now your questions. Find out if it's right for you. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. We're going to take a break. Your questions are starting to come in. We will get to them when we come back after these messages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. We're back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
We're back.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba here. I'm Kevin Miller. Get your questions in right now, 214-354-5989. Oh, we will answer them here. If you want to get a cash out or a home equity loan, or maybe you're a veteran and you want to hear about great rates at TexasLending.com, we have some of the best veteran rates around. And, you know, so many of my family, my sister and my two brothers, they are veterans. They are veterans. And then their spouses are veterans. And so, you know, all my immediate family and their spouses, many of them are veterans. And we would give great deals for you veterans. Get in touch with us today. Find out what your rate could be, 214-354-5989, or call our office. It's just a great time to be working with TexasLending.com. We're doing upgrades to our website, our landing pages, making it easy for you, more technology, maybe get some quotes for you online. We're working on all that. All right, Bobby, here's a question for you.
All right.
This was a long one. Okay, so this person says, father-in-law wants to sell his house in Mineral Wells. I like driving through Mineral Wells. I like driving through towns that are still towns.
Yeah.
They're still intact. You can drive around downtown Mineral Wells. You can go around the
Friday night football.
You can go around, drive around the block.
They have, you know, a Dairy Queen.
Yes, and they got, you know, nice little buildings down there. It's a good area. It's like you can disappear out of Fort Worth, and then you can just drive an hour west of Fort Worth and be in nice little Mineral Wells, you know. And then you can go west of there and go to Possum Kingdom Lake. You know,
Danbury.
So many fun places.
Yes.
Their comps are 175K. That's nice. The father wants to sell their house. The area is 175K. Bought the home for 50K. And it's paid off. He put in 90K in updates and renovations. Bought the house about 20 years ago. Wants to move closer. Do you think it's possible to sell existing house for 200K? Yeah. So many people are like, I want a home for 200K. It's a three bedroom, one bath. And so, yeah, if you can sell a house for 200K.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's worth 175, you might have a hard time selling it for 200K. But if rates are coming down, you might see home values, you know, going up. But there's a lot of people who want a home for 200K. A lot of people haven't spent time out in Mineral Wells. Right. And they go, you know what? I'd rather be here. And so, yeah, you can sell a home for 200K. And we can sell it for 175 if you said the comps are 175 in the area. That's a nice little sales price right there. Someone might be able to get in for a home payment of $1,400.
Nice it is. You sound like it sounds like it's very nice. So
yeah,
there's a lot of people out there looking, but you know, people are not going to pay over what the house is valued.
Well, you unless someone just got a bunch of cash.
Yeah, and pay cash.
You know. So what? Some person was talking to me the other day.
Really?
And they said, yeah, believe it or not, and maybe they were talking at me. I don't know. So anyway, what happened was they said, yeah, someone did this appraisal. They're buying my house. I'm selling my house, they said. And the buyer got an appraisal and they won't show me the value of the appraisal. And I said, because it's not your appraisal. The buyer is paying for an appraisal to find out if the value that you have a contract on this home. You have a realtor that's selling it. The realtor should know what its value is. And if you want to get an appraisal, you could have got an appraisal before you put up for sale. But if the buyer is buying your home and they pay $600 for an appraisal and they find out what that value is, and maybe it's worth $10,000 more than what you were asking for, they have no obligation to show you that appraisal. That's just their appraisal. Just an appraiser saying, this is what we think the home is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you can get your appraisal. The lender can get their appraisal. The buyer can get their, everyone can get an appraisal. Everyone's going to have a different idea of what it's worth. But that's just the way, you know, that's just something that you might not know that.
Mm.
It's not your appraisal. It's not the appraisal on the home. It's the buyer's appraisal that they got and the lender. The lender had the buyer pay for one. So what happened is the buyer got an appraisal. They sent it, the lender ordered it through an independent appraiser. And then when the value came in, the lender can say, here's what they can say. Well, we got this appraisal in. This happens a lot, by the way.
Mm.
The appraisal came in at $200,000. Me as an underwriter, looking at the comps they used, we don't like those comps. We think it's only worth $190,000. And so we're going to give it $190,000 in value.
Mm-hmm.
You could have listed your home for $250,000, but if the appraisal comes at $190,000, that's just what it is.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, that's what they got Trump for in New York. He said, we think our home is our building's worth $1 billion, I mean, whatever it was. And they said, well, we only think it's worth $800 million. Well, that's the value they're going to use. Mm-hmm. And then they came in and said, you committed fraud by assuming that your building was worth $1 billion and it appraised at $800 million. Well, that's what the lender has to do. The lender's going to say, here's what the value we'll give to that building.
Right.
Everyone has a different idea of what they think that's worth, right?
Uh-huh.
Just like some of you out at the bar think you're a lot worth, you know. You know, some of you have photos on Facebook, and then when you do the drive-by appraisal, it's not as much. It's not as worth as much as that picture was on Facebook.
Kevin.
All right. So many of us do. And so make sure you text us 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Yes, that may be something for you. Next. I have 6.99 rate in my home.
That's
purchased it in 2022. Isn't that where we've been since 2022? Somewhere between 7 and 7.5?
Yeah.
Until recently. How much of a drop should I wait for in order for the refinance to make sense? Let me do some math for you here. You're at 6.99.
Say what the value is?
Doesn't say.
Or how much?
But I'm going to tell you. So if your home, I'm just going to say if you got a home in 2022, it might be $300,000, $350,000 loan. I'm just doing...
He's going to text you back.
That's where the average home sales price was around then, about $350,000.
He's going to text you back.
Now, if you owe $300,000 on your house, and if you can lower your rate by 1%, you might save yourself $250 a month in your interest payment. your principal payment would be the same if it's $300,000. Some of you might say, but they're going to go from a 27 years remaining back to a 30-year. Well, if it frees up cash flow, so be it. But you can always drop it to a 25-year loan. Yep. If you wanted
That's
to,
what I'm doing drop for off, that lady we talked about earlier.
Yeah, drop a couple years off your mortgage, drop the rate. You're paying less interest every month. But if you have a $300,000 loan, a 1% lower, if you can get from 6.99 and figure out how to finagle that thing down to 5.99, you can then save $250 a month on the interest payment. That's the difference between 6.99 and 5.99. If you can find, you know, if that, it depends on your equity position, it depends on your credit score and all these things. When is it worth it? What is worth it to you? Is $100 a month of interest savings worth it to you? Then you only need to drop your rate by 0.33% and you can save $100 a month. Maybe if you can save 0.75%, you know, you can save maybe $180 a month. And so is it worth it to save that much in interest every month? What is that worth it? What is that worth to you? That's $6 a day, right? $6 a day can get you a couple cups of coffee. $6 a day can buy you maybe the bun on a hamburger somewhere these days, you know? Anyway, but is $200 a month enough worth for you to refinance a mortgage? It used to be $100 a month was a big deal.
Yeah.
It used to be, man, if I can save $100 a month, that's a big deal. What if you could save $100 a month on your homeowner's insurance? Is that a big deal? What if you could save $100 a month in your car payment? Is that a big deal? Yes, it is. If you could drop $100 a month in your car payment, you'd say, that's a huge deal. Then why isn't saving $100 a month a big deal on your house? Save yourself $100 a month. Find out if it's worth it to you. If your home was worth $480,000, if your loan is $480,000, 1% savings may save you $400 a month. So that's a lot of money. And so call us at Texas Sunny.
But if you drop it to 25 years and save $200 a month, you're also...
Well, you're going to save $200 a month on interest.
Yes.
Your payment may be the same, but you dropped off 2 years off your mortgage.
Right.
You might still save $50 a month on your payment.
Yep.
And drop 2 years off your mortgage. Some of you just want the cash flow, and then you can. Some of you might go from a 27-year back to a 30, but then just pay extra towards the mortgage every month. Apply that interest savings towards the mortgage, and you'll pay that thing off in 20 years. You know, something like that. Around there. Remember, these are round numbers. We have round numbers here. We are not using we don't want to be exact on the show because it is Saturday morning and some of us stayed up watching football last night. Mm-hmm. All right, get your text in 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. We'll answer your questions here on the show. These are good questions so far. Here's the next one, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a second lien.
Okay.
Thought I would want to keep my 2.8% current rate.
Sounds bright.
You know what? He said, I thought I could. They got 2.8% on 2.8%, Bubba,
mm-hmm.
on a cash out. I think they have a cash out currently at 2.8%. So if they refinance and try to get cash out, it has to be on a first loan in Texas.
Yes.
And they got it with us, the Texas lending people. 750 credit score, 85K of income. They still owe 100K. Trina Roberts. Trina, let's take a look at your situation. $100,000 owed.
I may have done her loan.
So $100,000 loan, if you're trying to get more cash out, because you got cash out before at 2.8%, the problem is in Texas, by law, you may only have one cash out loan open on your house at a time. You can't have a cash out and then get another. And then you can refinance a cash out into that same first lien position. But you can't have two cash out loans open. You can't have a cash out on a first lien and then a home equity on a second
lien. When you did your cash out refinance, your deed of trust is a home equity deed of trust. And so you can only have one home equity loan on your house.
At a time.
Yes.
Now, so the options for you are you can either sell the house, get a bunch of equity and buy another one, refinance this into a cash out, but your rate's going to go from 2.8 to probably somewhere around 7, mm-hmm. around there, give or take, depending on your whole situation. It sounds like you have 750 score that's working in your favor. It really depends on how much equity you have. If you have a lot of equity in that house, you might get a, you know, but that's the scenario. You know, your best case scenario is, you know, you have a whole bunch of equity. You get this thing in the mid to lower sixes for a cash out. That would be your best case first lien cash out refinance scenario.
It would just all matter on how much you really actually needed the money.
Yep. We got to take a break. Get your questions in now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Get those questions in now. We'll answer them when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. This show is going by fast. Mm. Not as fast as you guys driving down there on 75 downtown here.
Traffic is flowing.
They're going places. But you know what? Sun's shining. There's no rain on the roads. There's no clouds to get in your eyes, you know. So you can get moving around there, and we appreciate all your texts. We have some good ones coming in right now. Oh, our friend Trina. By the way, what a great name, Trina. It always sounds, it sounds like a nice person. Let's see. What did Trina have to say? Per Trina. Trina Roberts. What a great name. Okay. So, yeah. Here's the deal. She thought she heard a promo that you can get two cash outs in Texas. You can get a second lien cash out and leave your first lien alone, but you can only do that if your first lien isn't currently a cash out.
Yep.
So leave your first lien alone if you got it on a regular old refi or a purchase, and then we'll get you a cash out. Otherwise, you got to refinance the whole thing. We apologize. I might need to clarify that better, but here's the problem. They only give me 15 seconds to 30 seconds to do this on a radio commercial. I could do a 5-minute commercial, but then you're all going to change the station, and you know, I'd change the station.
I'd change it.
Just think what Bubba has to go through being with me all the time. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Bubba and I have been friends about 23 years, so kind of like being married. He hears the same stories, the same jokes all the time. Go on the golf trips, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. The love is not the same way it used to be, Bubba. Okay, so I'd like advice on this is the greatest text of all time. This is a person who can tell a story, okay? They want to get advice on repairing their credit. They want to buy a house. Mm. So they have most of these are charge-offs, Bubba, from different periods of unemployment and almost $100,000 in student debt in student loan debt, $100,000 in student loan debt. So God bless you for getting that paid off. Their current credit cards are current, but they have low limits on them. So credit scores, we have good information here. 533, 545, and 565 TransUnion. So their middle score is a 545. Mm-hmm. How many of you have that situation? Trying to get yourself back on track, trying to get yourself to buy a house. They said, I make about $9,000 a month. There's a truck driver here. This person's a truck driver, and they currently pay $3,300 a month in rent. Now, you know, that's about what you could qualify for a mortgage once your credit scores get there. You make about $9,000 a month, depending on what we can use in your tax returns. Because I know you're making $9,000 a month, but how much of it's being written off because you have to pay for, and you know, you have to keep your truck in business. You have all these write-offs. But how much? You know, you see it all the time. A trucker's making $9,000, but they're writing out $3,000 or $4,000 a month because all their expenses.
I have a truck driver right now that I have to go non-qualified mortgage, bank statement, loan, because his taxes don't show enough income. We get a lot of truck drivers.
They listen to our show. They're driving around.
That's right.
They're tired of hearing about, you know, which college team's going to, they want to hear about some money here.
They want to hear about mortgages.
So the text goes on. They've owned one home previously. All right. Okay. So they've owned a home before, but they were told that they could look into either a second home or be a first time home buyer because they haven't been on a home on title for over 3 years. If you have not been on title to a mortgage, if you've been on title to a home in Texas or anywhere in the U.S., if you haven't been on title to a home in the last 3 years, you are now considered a first-time home buyer. What if you haven't had sex in 3 years, Bubba? Can you reconsider yourself a virgin?
What?
Well, if you have, this person has owned a home.
Inappropriate Kevin.
I've been hanging out through osmosis. I'm becoming a little bit more inappropriate through my elder years here. So if you have not been on a home title to a home in over 3 years, you are now considered a first-time home buyer again. You get a do-over. You're a first-time home buyer. It's although you could have had a foreclosure 7 years ago, and now you're a first-time home buyer again.
And now I'm a virgin again.
You haven't had, if you haven't had relations with someone in 3 years, you're a virgin again.
Oh, my God.
You haven't been married before, you're a first-time marrier, you know? You can just forget about the first.
I've heard of Tolo, but not too much information.
Okay.
TMI. All right.
So this person says that they just don't know how to get this credit where it needs to be. We're going to help you here in a minute. And it says, here's the good information that we all want to know. This is for all of us driving around in Texas. Now you trucker says, thanks. I'm listening to the Odyssey app, driving from Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Wow.
With a load of 2026 Corvettes.
Sweet.
This is information we want to know. This is what we like to hear. So we got a trucker driving some Corvettes. Hopefully not texting and driving while you're eating and shaving. Hopefully you pulled over to get this text in here.
Bet those cars are pretty.
Anyway, so we're listening on the Odyssey app. So we got a Tolo here. And we want to help this person get from 545 credit scores and up. So listen, the good news is I can tell you this. Bubba and I have seen over 20,000, 30,000
credit reports
in our days. We've seen that many credit reports. Mm. We see thousands every year, thousands. Do that for 25 years. We see credit reports. We see bank statements. We see your assets. And I can tell you, 95% of people that come to get a mortgage don't have any money. They don't have money in their bank account. Some of you are making $250 a year. Some of you are making $500,000 a year. And some of you got $500,000 in the bank. There's not a lot of people. A lot of people, some people you see on TV and radio, some people are athletes. And I can tell you a lot of people were maxing out our debt. That's what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Your information is safe with us, but that's the reality is we're all trying to get money and borrow some money and impress other people and impress ourselves. And so we've seen it, and we know when people are extended, and we know what it takes to get it back.
Right.
The main thing is, I can say this, not everyone knows this, is this person says they don't have high credit limits.
Right.
The first thing you need to do is try to get your credit limits increased.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you have two people back to back, and both of you have $10,000 in debt. This person says they have $100,000 in debt. So if you have same amount of debt, and some of you think, well, I don't have a lot of debt, so why are my credit scores low? But what if you have $10,000 in debt, Bubba, but your credit limits are $10,000?
Right.
You're maxed out. Mm-hmm. You have no credit availability to you. You are maxed out on your debt. Another person has $10,000 in debt, but their credit limits are $100,000. They're only using 10% of their credit limit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not at risk of missing payments because they can just borrow some more money. You have $10,000, not you, this, I'm not talking about this person. I'm just saying if you have $10,000 in debt and you have a $10,000 limit, one, we're trying to get our balances paid down, but we want to be utilizing a lower percentage of our available credit. That improves your credit scores right there.
Right.
Just by getting higher limits, we don't want to max those things out. We want to pay them down.
Yeah.
How do we pay them down faster? Pay off the highest interest credit cards first. If you're paying 20% or 25% on one card and 10% on the other, don't pay them equally. Pay down the one fat. Pay the minimum amount on the 10% credit card. Pay down the 25% faster because you're paying 25% a year on that debt, and the way to get it paid off faster is to pay off the one that has the highest interest rate first. Get them refinanced into lower interest payments, lower interest rates. That's what a home equity loan does for you. You take it from going from 25% average on credit cards to down somewhere between 6.5% and 9-10% on a second lien or a first lien equity loan. You dropped those rates by 66%.
And go ahead and talk to the credit card you have about raising your limit, because if you're your good payment history, you know, a lot of times they'll raise your limit. Every bit that they raise your limit helps your. So it's all about utilization of the credit you have.
Yes.
Not so much the credit you had in the past.
And a lot of you think, well, pulling my credit ruins my credit score. Not really. Not really. If you're pulling credit from to buy a car, a motorcycle, a boat, getting your new Victoria's Secret card, you know, whatever you're going to be doing, you if you're going to be running seven different kinds of credit, mortgage, boat, all these different things, plane, yeah, your credit scores might go down because you're trying to go get a whole bunch of credit. But if you're just trying to shop for a mortgage, your credit scores aren't going to be that bad. Also, once you get to 580, you might start getting some looks on that mortgage, okay? Once you can get your credit scores over 600, FHA is a very viable option for you as long as you're getting your credit cards paid on time. And so we'll take a look at this whole thing, see what we can qualify you for. You have you have $100,000 in credit card debt. That's a lot in payments every month. And sorry, student loan debt. And so that's a lot of payments. We don't know what your debt to income ratio could be, but there is a house in Mineral Wells, we know, for $175,000. Anyway.
I actually have somebody looking for houses out in that area. I'm going to text them to look for that house.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to your questions. Get those in now at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. If you have a question for inappropriate Uncle Bubba and you want an inappropriate answer, I too may join in on that. But you can text us now and we'll answer that question when we get back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show.
Take
your shot of getting yourself a home loan. Yeah. If you're trying to get that purchase, this guy's from up in Michigan. I'm from up in Michigan. We must be friends.
You're from the GAN?
Yeah, the GAN. We call ourselves
the Five Fingers?
Michiganders. What is good for the Michigoose is good for the Michigander. And so we call the ladies Michigeese, and we call the men Michiganders. That's how it goes.
Interesting.
No one knew that. No one from Michigan knew that either. I just made that up. But anyway, now you know. Get in touch with us up here in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show, 214-354-5989. We will answer your questions for you. We're talking about how rates have dropped, how you might be able to save yourself some money. We talked about it earlier. The head of the Treasury said there seems to be a housing emergency developing. The emergency
What is that going to do? I mean, what is declaring a housing emergency?
Well, if the constructors aren't constructing, if the buyers aren't buying, you suddenly have a stagnant industry and you start having an industry that starts, you start all of a sudden home values might start dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might be upset with that. And so the emergency is we got to get these homes moving again.
Mm-hmm.
It creates jobs.
Correct.
And so surveyors need to survey and appraisers need to appraise and title company need to title, or I don't know what they're called, titling. they need to be titling, and mortgage companies need to be mortgaging. And so if no one's doing that, then you start having some issues. Mm. Now, let's say you are a big bank like Bank of America or Chase or Wells City, these companies, and they're holding a lot of this servicing, right? They're servicing a bunch of loans. And let's say suddenly home values start dropping.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, remember Fannie Mae got in trouble before during the big financial crisis, and the FHA, and you know, if home values start dropping and then people start, you know, they start dropping, and then people got to start dumping their homes for less, and then these servicers start panicking. And before that happens, if they're gonna cut this off at the pass and make sure that you don't get into that housing emergency, they want to keep a good steady flow, and they probably have some actuarial tables that tell you where that number is, where you get to a certain level and it starts becoming a bigger problem. They didn't really pay too much attention to that prior to 2008, when they were pushing these non-QM loans. When I say them, the people that were buying those loans, creating those. See, you need to have a market that buys those loans. You say, well, I can't believe these mortgage brokers were doing those loans. Mortgage brokers can only produce a loan if there are mortgage servicers, lenders, and financiers who want to buy that loan. They create the loan program. They create the loan program, and then they go to the mortgage broker and say, here's the programs we want you to sell. If you bring them to us, we will buy them. See, a mortgage broker can't make a lender buy a loan. A mortgage broker can't produce a loan. It's the hedge fund that decides that they want to go out there and buy a 9% rate with no income verification. They're the ones that decide that they want to do 110% value of the home, and they want to do that. And so these loans were being created back then. Only if them created the financial powers that be. A mortgage broker never created any of those loans. And then they went and blamed it on the mortgage broker. It's like blaming the product that's being sold on the sales guy at the car dealership, and blaming the quality of the car on the salesman. And so, anyway, we're talking about you getting yourself into a mortgage right now. We're talking about potentially housing emergency. The housing emergency can also be sold to get the federal government, the Treasury, the big banks, maybe talk some other individuals into going out, individual institutions to go out there and start buying some of these mortgage rates down. See, the Federal Reserve, when we saw mortgage rates drop after 2008, when we saw mortgage rates drop during COVID, when we saw mortgage rates drop after 9/11, the mortgage rates dropped because the Federal Reserve came in. After 2008, they bought trillions of dollars of mortgage bonds. In COVID, they bought trillions of dollars of mortgage bonds. Who has trillions of dollars? Uncle Bubba has trillions of dollars. And so,
I'm loaning it to the government?
Yeah, well, the only way to get mortgage rates to really drop significantly is for someone that has trillions of dollars laying around, or people that can print it out of thin air. How about thick air? What if they produced out of thick air? But if they produced it out of thin air, then they can buy $100 billion, $150 billion of mortgage bonds. Mortgage rates go down when people buy the bonds. Someone that wants a 4 or 5% return on their money. Someone has to want a 5% return on their money to get a 5% mortgage rate. Here's the problem. If mortgage rates are at 5, then the bond buyer is only getting 3.75. So someone has to want, I really want 3.5% money. I want to get 3.5% return on my 401k. How many of you say that every day? Oh, I really want to get a 3.5% return. That's when you're going to get mortgage rates down to 3.5. When an institution, or maybe your 401k, decides that you want to get a 3.5% return on your money. A lot of people would say that's not good. So how do you get rates to 3.5 or 4 or 4.5? There has to be a buyer. When people buy mortgage bonds, and who would do that? The Treasury would announce an emergency and do that. Bank of America, who doesn't want their mortgage bonds they're currently holding to go bad because they start foreclosing, they might do it. But how you do this long term, that's the question. But we don't have any more time. Bubba, we're out of here. You got to start listening to football now and maybe some baseball.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the tailgate show. Oh my gosh.
So we got to get out of here. And we wish you all a good weekend. And we wish you all a great week. And we wish this weather to remain here forever and ever. So we got to get out of here. For Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller. See you next week in the TexasLunny.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.